Beyond presents Fragments. Lusty London by George Putnam. Good title. This is the second of three expansive fragment sessions looking at the complete dramatic works of George Putnam. That is, three plays surviving in teeny tiny pieces, included in George Putnam's compendious tome, The Art of English Poesy, printed in 1589. This play could date any time between 1570 and 1588, like pretty much all the other texts. And this time, we have two extracts. Like last time, I will quote at some length from Putnam's tome. He is making an interesting point, even if it doesn't help as much with the fragment of the play. He's told us previously about certain effects one can make if you're speaking in Latin or Greek, but not English. He now moves on to an effect that does translate between the two languages. But another sort of exchange which they had, and very pretty, we do likewise use, not changing one word for another, by their accidents or cases, but by changing their true construction and application, whereby the sense is quite perverted and made very absurd. After making a number of examples, George gets to our play quote. Yet of all others was that a most ridiculous but very true exchange which the yeoman of London used with his sergeant at the mace, who said he would go into the country and make a merry day or two while his man plied his business at home. An example of it you shall find in our interlude entitled Lusty London. The sergeant, for sparing of horse hire, said he would go with a carrier on foot. "That is not for your worship," said his yeoman, whereupon the sergeant replied,
"I want what I mean, John. It is for to stay and company the knave carrier for losing my way."
The yeoman, thinking it good manner to soothe his sergeant, laid again.
"I mean what I won't, sir. Your best is to hie and carry a knave with you for company."
You see a notorious exchange of the construction and application of the words in this. I wot what I mean, and I mean what I wot. And in the other, company the knave carrier, and carry a knave in your company. Huh? The Greeks call this... So, there you have it. Wordplay that Lewis Carroll might have liked.
I want what I mean, John. It is for to stay and company the knave carrier for losing my way.
I mean what I want, sir. Your best is to hie and carry a knave with you for company.
But yet, there is more from this play. Later, he brings up another passage to demonstrate the use of repetition at the top of a line. To quote Putnam, or as the buffoon in our interlude called Lusty London said very knavishly and like himself,
"Many a fair lass in London town, many a bawdy basket borne up and down, many a broker in a threadbare gown, many a bankrupt scarce with a crown in London."
And that's all the data we get on the play Lusty London. Unlike our earlier play, Gynocratica, we don't get a full plot synopsis, which is a shame. So here's the complete text from Lusty London, with Rob Myson as the sergeant, and Simon Nader as the yeoman and the bouffon. Clown.
I wot what I mean, John. It is for to stay and company the knave carrier for losing my way.
I mean what I won't, sir. Your best is to hie and carry a knave with you for company. Many a fair lass in London town, many a bawdy basket borne up and down, many a broker in a threadbare gown, many a bankrupt scarce with a crown in London.
I want what I mean, John. It is for to stay and company the knave carrier for losing my way.
I mean what I want, sir. Your best is to hie and carry a knave with you for company. Many a fair lass in London town. Many a bawdy basket worn up and down. Many a broker in a threadbare gown. Many a bankrupt scarce with a crown in London.
That was Simon Nader and Rob Myson in Lusty London by George Putnam, hosted and produced by myself, Robert Crichton. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com or become a patron and get early access and bonus material? Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description.
Many a fair lass in London town, many a bawdy basket borne up and down, many a broker in a threadbare gown, many a bankrupt scarce with a crown in London.